Your children's catechism question this week is number 92. What does the fifth commandment teach us? And the answer is to love and obey our parents and teachers. Now, it's not just to obey our parents, but to love and obey our parents. There is an honor. The commandment is to honor your father and your mother. Now, of course, honoring your father and mother means obeying, but it means more than that. It means to obey out of love. It means to obey, and we give you this way of saying it, right away, all the way, and cheerfully. If you do what you want to do for a while, if you disobey for a while and only obey later so that you will escape penalty, then that is not honoring obedience. Honoring obedience puts what mom or dad say ahead of what you wanted. You decide that now what you want to do, because God gave you a dad, and God said to honor and obey your dad, now you want to do what daddy said. And when you're finished with that, only then will you go back to wanting to do whatever the other thing is that you wanted to do, unless it's a bad thing. Then you wouldn't want to do it. But it changes what you want to do, and you do it right away because you're honoring. You do it all the way. You don't do it half-heartedly or halfway or poorly because you're just doing it because you have to. No, if you're honoring in your obedience, you're doing it because you want to, and you want to do it well, and you want to do it excellently, and you want to do it completely. And so right away, all the way, and then, of course, cheerfully. You're not doing it right away and excellently and well and all the way with a grumbly heart. Says, well, I have to do the honoring kind of obedience, and so gonna do it right away, and I'm gonna do it all the way, and I'm gonna do it as well as I can. Would that actually be honoring? No. And so we do it cheerfully, gladly. God is my God, and he made me to be his creature so that I can know him and know that he knows me, so I can know that he loves me and I can love him. And by my love for him, I honor and obey my parents. I get to do this thing right away. I get to do this thing all the way and excellently. So we say right away, all the way, and cheerfully. And then we also remember that honoring needs to be consistent, that if you do it sometimes but not other times, that's a clue to your heart that it's not really honoring, that you're enjoying the idea of doing it the right way sometimes, but at other times, you're not honoring. So it's every time, and then the truly honoring way is an honoring from the heart before God. So a genuine honoring in the heart where only God can see, and mom and dad can't see. We can't see in your heart. But if you're doing it honoringly in your heart unto God, then whether dad or mom can see or not is not going to make a difference, because God can always see. And so even when mom is not looking. Okay, so we used to, for honoring obedience, just have those first three right away, all the way, and cheerfully. And then daddy preached on the fifth commandment for a few weeks at the church in Iowa, and we made lots of good applications to our hearts, to older people's hearts, but especially also to your hearts, and we realized that in order for us to really explain what the fifth commandment teaches us, we should also say every time and even when mom is not looking. So there's the perseverance part, and then there's the in the secret place where God can see. So not just to love and obey, but of course there should be love, but not just to obey, but to love and obey, right away, all the way, cheerfully, every time, even when mom's not looking. And not just our parents, but also our teachers. Now this is added here because this is a children's catechism. And there are those who mom and dad set over you as teachers, and when mom or dad set someone else over you, then you are to give the same kind of honoring and obedience to them as to mom and dad who set them over you. Now, for you, this especially means when we put one of your older brothers or sisters in charge of you, you have to honor them, not just obey them so that you don't get a bad report and discipline when we get back. But it's a command from God that you honor them from your heart the way that you honor mom and dad, because sometimes mom and dad do put you under teachers like your older siblings. And at the time that this was given, there were many who were put under other teachers, whether in the Sabbath schools at the time or in other circumstances. So that's why "and teachers" is included here. But there are going to be other people, as you learn what honoring means, this loving and obeying, there are going to be other people that you have more direct interaction with as you grow older, like authorities within the church, like elders and deacons who are over us in material things, and authorities in the state, like governors and law enforcement and so forth. And they too, we owe a debt to love them. Now, some of them that means honor, some of them that means obedience, some of them that means taxes. We just heard all about that in Romans 13, verse 7, especially. And you remember the very next verse is, "Owe no one anything but to love them." And that reminds us that just like we are to love our enemies, which is something that only grace produces in a man. The nations love those who love them, but when we love our enemies, we show that we are children of our Father in heaven. But also, we love our authorities. If they are not believers, we desire that they would be believers. If they are legislating or governing, commanding that which is unlawful, and they are preparing themselves for great judgment and wrath, as those miscarrying the authority that God has given them, we desire for them to stop doing those things, not just because it is inconvenient for us and harmful to others, but even because it's harmful to them, and we are to love them. And so we are to incline our hearts for their good, even as we cry out to God sometimes for his justice. Even in the curse psalms that he's given us to pray and sing, he teaches us that we should be in prayer for them and desiring that they would be saved by the one God and the one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, as we pray for those who are in high position. And so what does the fifth commandment teach us? To love and obey our parents and teachers.